As the Kamala Harris administration rolls out the blue carpet for the southern invaders, using Joe Biden as a puppet, of course, we also have in Myanmar the military having recently overturned an illegitimate election. Sounds like something that should have happened here. They're actually arresting and seizing the assets for the George Soros-connected Open Society outfit. So they're going after the funding for a lot of the terrorism in their country. They seem to be doing it the right way. Meanwhile, a high-level Norwegian health official is warning that the AstraZeneca vaccine may indeed be causing specific types of blood clot-related deaths for those under 50. Pretty rare, virtually unheard of, I think. So it's pretty much a given if you look at the specific types of blood clots that it's related to the vaccine, but people sort of generalize this issue. All of this and more coming up after a short word from our Patriot sponsors. Welcome back, my friend, to The Silent War with your host, Dustin Nemos of Nemos News, where we continue with your help to break the cycle of fake news. Here we go.
Everyone knows vitamin C is essential. Researchers found store-bought potatoes lost over half their vitamin C value since 1951. That means you have to eat twice as many potatoes to block damage-causing free radicals and grow and repair tissues in all parts of your body. And what's that going to do for your waist? Another option? Introducing the new liposomal vitamin C from RedPillLiving.com. It tastes like pure liquid sunshine. Take it by spoon or mix it in a smoothie or yogurt. Then, our breakthrough liposomal technology delivers the powerful serving right where you need it most. Go to redpillliving.com/C and give it a try. It's FDA certified, heavy metal free, Prop 65 compliant, gluten-free, and non-GMO. It's redpillliving.com/C. Your waistline will thank you.
NemosNewsNetwork.com. Breaking the cycle of fake news.
So a Norwegian doctor claims to find a link between the AstraZeneca vaccine and very rare blood clots. In fact, he's a top Norwegian health official. Now, continuing from there, we also have Senator Rand Paul taking down Dr. Fauci in a pretty epic verbal tirade. I mean, it's not going to stop Fauci because he's a proven liar and has seemingly no remorse whatsoever telling lies. But at least he was held to account for a few seconds, and he seemed a little bit rattled. Check out this video.
No evidence that there are significant reinfections after vaccine. In fact, I don't think we have a hospitalization in the United States after the two-week period after the second vaccination. We don't have a death in the United States.
You're not hearing what I'm saying about variants. We're talking about wild-type versus variants.
And what proof is there that there are significant reinfections with hospitalizations and death from the variants? None in our country. Zero.
Well, because we don't have a prevalent of a variant yet. We're having one. Can I finish? We're having 117 that's becoming more dominant.
You're making policy based on conjecture.
No,
you
have the conjecture. It isn't based on conjecture.
Variants. So you want people to wear a mask for another couple years.
No.
You've been vaccinated and you parade around in two masks for show.
No.
You can't get it again. There's virtually 0% chance you're going to get it, and yet you're telling people that have had the vaccine, who have immunity. You're defying everything we know about immunity by telling people to wear masks who've been vaccinated. No. Instead, you should be saying there is no science to say we're going to have a problem from the large number of people being vaccinated. You want to get rid of vaccine hesitancy? Tell them they can quit wearing their mask after they get the vaccine. Okay. You want people to get the vaccine? Give them a reward instead of telling them that the nanny state's going to be there for 3 more years and you got to wear a mask forever. People don't want to hear it. There's no science behind it.
Well, let me just state for the record that masks are not theater. Masks are protective. And we
have immunity there, theater. If you already have immunity, you're wearing a mask to give comfort to others. You're not wearing a mask because of any science.
I totally disagree with you.
Dr. Fauci, if you could respond so that we could understand the difference between the virus itself and the variants and the reason for a mask.
I'm sorry, ma'am, I can't.
If you could.
I always like to see Fauci squirm. Meanwhile, Pelosi and the Democrats are trying to steal a House seat. This is a House seat from Iowa, where the certified GOP winner is now looking at being overturned because of Democrat strategic maneuvering. The same woman, Pelosi, that talked about the wrap-up smear and how it's a tactic, remember? Now, continuing from there, in North Carolina, this is actually where I'm from originally, the largest school district, I believe, in the state, in Wake, is launching a campaign to disrupt white culture. And they're urging teachers to subvert white parents and families. This is the kind of sick culture that is being blocked by DeSantis in Florida, where they're trying to get the children while they're very young and indoctrinate them in hateful ideologies to create as much cultural decay and breakdown as possible. That's what this is. People that grow up in this way, they grow up hating, and they grow up sort of bent on a specific educational or career path, and that is this sort of Soros-backed, and institutionally backed at this point, and taxpayer-funded backed cultural attack of radical left-wing, isms, which, socialism, communism, fascism, that's essentially what we're dealing with here. And, that's a hateful ideology to begin with. Marxism has always been about divide and conquer through a lot of hateful rhetoric and resentment and envy. It is sort of the religion of envy, and envy leads to hate quite quickly. So that has always been a tactic of the elite to divide us. And this shows itself. A lot of these people are unhirable outside of going after their enemies politically. And they're really good at that, because they hate so strongly. And that's what we're breeding. It's an Antifa boot camp in our schools. It's a BLM boot camp in our schools. A radical Marxist ideology that hates God, hates the family, hates parents, and wants to own and take your children and turn them against you. Now, by the way, as I mentioned before, in Myanmar, where the government was recently overthrown because they had an illegitimate election, much like we had here in the United States, and the military stepped in and did the right thing, and they're rehosting and redoing the election fairly without the Dominion voting machines. Now, of course, Soros works internationally, and he is a problem in many countries, if not all countries at this point. And his assets and his Open Society staff and director in Myanmar have been arrested and seized. It's very interesting. That is exactly what we would hope to see happen throughout the rest of the world, but at least we're starting to see a little bit of a breakthrough in certain countries. We'll see what the future holds. Meanwhile, the former president of Drag Queen Story Hour Foundation and Children's Court judge arrested on 7 counts of child porn. So these pedophiles, they like to get into positions over children. They like to get into positions of trust over children. They very much like to get in positions that have the ability to take children from people and assign them to other people, because then they can assign it to their pedophile friends. Now, you'll notice that a lot of times people related to not necessarily just LGBT in general, but maybe transgender or drag queen story time, that kind of thing. These folks are often involved in multiple children's charities, multiple children's activities. Perhaps they're a judge who can seize children. Perhaps they're CPS people who can seize children. And they often also work on the gay adoption advocacy front, so that their friends can slip in and get these children, which then end up twerking on some stage next to transgender men wearing nothing but a thong with their balls hanging out. I'm not joking. I've seen this kind of stuff happen to various victims over my reporting career, just the last couple of years, in fact. It's getting to be pretty darn sick. There's one little boy out there that you've probably seen that started out just being kind of wearing makeup. Now he's looking like a drug-out addict, like he's strung out looking, deep circles under his eyes. I think he goes by Desmond is Amazing or something like that. And they always have the weird cutesy story names and stage names. But that poor kid is starting to look like he's already used up from a life of prostitution. And I don't even think he's 12. I don't know what age he is yet, but poor kid isn't even very old, maybe 8, 9 years old. And that's one very public example of a culture that is breeding and growing rapidly, very, very closely, just behind the veil of polite society throughout a lot of these radical leftist movements. And, you know, there's a little bit of a truth to the allegation that the transgender and the pedophile types are trying to attach themselves to the gay movement through the LGBT movement. So continuing from there, the Texas man that was famously now arrested near Kamala Harris's official residence had a gun and ammo in his car, which was parked quite a bit away in a garage in downtown D.C. Big deal. It's not as though the portrayal of some assassin out to get the vice president, really the president in all but name, running the strings behind Joe Biden. Really, that's probably Obama down the street in the basement. But Kamala Harris will be the new official spokesperson for Obama soon. Don't worry. Even Biden admitted it when he recently called President Harris instead of Vice President Harris. Anyway, from there, we're going to move on. Biden's DHS chief really encouraging massive influx of children. He says, "We will not expel your child, basically, if sent here alone." And they're giving all these arbitrary quotas, you know, over a certain age they can stay if they get here, that kind of thing. And of course, they're already moving towards a path to citizenship. The goal, of course, being to wipe out the final frontier of Texas red voter base and dilute it with so many new voters and the rest of the country, of course, as well, that we start voting full socialist forever. And that's exactly what will happen, as about 80-90% of these immigrants will vote socialist because they don't know any better. Frankly, they're not that bright. Most of them are from third world countries where they were raised in socialism and they were not given proper educations. They don't have the context to make those decisions. And that's why President Trump said they're not sending their best. A lot of these people grew up as virtually slaves, and they live a hard life. They carry a lot of diseases, a lot of problems, a lot of baggage. And many of them are rapists and criminals that have already been deported. Many of them are terrorists. Many of these children are being raped on the way or disappeared, never to be seen again, by coyotes and cartels and human trafficking gangs. It's a wonder any of these kids make it through it all. But when they do, they can look forward to one of Joe Biden's cages. But with that said, Joe Biden will be encouraging, and his administration will be encouraging, a massive influx through these policies, even though Mexico is now moving to sort of shut down some of the influx. Hopefully that will help, but it's already too little too late. The damage is massively done. The damage is starting to exponentially grow, and the cultural and economic decay is setting in. It's time to gather what you can and gather with those you can and be ready for hard times and cultural breakdown. I think that's what may be coming next. With that said, I may be doing an interview soon with my buddy who's a real estate agent in Florida, just about the topic of how many people are moving down to places like Florida, and I presume Texas and others as well, just to escape some of this crazy culture that I'm talking about in this and recent videos. And all my videos have been really, most of them have probably included some cultural commentary as well. I hope you found this to be of value. We will see you on the next one. Please consider liking, sharing, subscribing. Join our newsletter at nemosnewsnetwork.com/news. Join our chat room on Telegram at nemosnewsnetwork.com/chat. Donate or support us with Shopping Patriot through our sponsors. Get you a subscription to our Great Awakening Gourmet Coffee. Our specialty is waking people up. You can find all of that at nemosnewsnetwork.com/sponsors. And we'll see you on the next one. Stay strong. Hold the line. We'll win this thing. Everything else is downstream from culture. As Breitbart said, politics is downstream from culture. And we're winning the culture war. Good night, guys.